Why is it necessary to apply Shastric knowledge in our daily life? Scripture is like a manual for our life. It gives us a guidance for how to live. So, we tasmat shastram pramanante karya karyavastho gyatva shastra vidhanoktam karma kartum yaharasi. In 16.24, Krishna says, therefore, with shastric understanding, decide what is to be done and what is not to be done. So, scripture gives us guidelines about how we can live so that our life will become purposeful, our life will become meaningful, our life will become joyful. So, science and scientific knowledge can tell us how to live. Scripture will tell us why to live. Today there is a lot of frustration because the how and the why is being confused. You know, money is the means for living. Money is what we live with. But many people today, for them, money is what they live for. What we live with cannot take the purpose of, cannot take the place of what we live for. So if money becomes the goal of our living, then we just lose sense of proportion. What do they call neglecting our spiritual life? People start neglecting their relationships, people start neglecting their health. It's become unidimensionally obsessed with money. So what is the ultimate purpose of life? What is it that we are meant to live for? That knowledge we get from scripture. So firstly, what purpose? What is it that we are meant for you? What is that we are meant to live for? And then secondly, to live for that purpose, how should I live now? How in terms, not in terms of functionality, but in terms of values. This is beneficial, this is harmful. This is right, this is wrong. So that knowledge of purpose and values is what we primarily get from scripture. And without this knowledge, we may live, but we live ultimately aimlessly. Materialism means what? Materialism actually, without scriptural knowledge, we by default will become materialistic. And materialism simply means that we are nothing more than some atomic particles just going around aimlessly and endlessly till the end comes. So there's no point to living. The point of living is told by scripture to us. And then it helps us to fulfill. The scripture also gives us guidelines about what the purpose of life is and how to achieve that purpose. That's why I said it is like a manual, or you could say like a map. I'm here right now. Where should I go from here? And what steps should I take to getting there? That is what is told. Within that specifics, we can learn from many other sources. Okay, how to make my body healthy? I can learn from medicine. But what to do with the healthy body? That we learn with scripture. Okay, does that answer your question?